The New Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I am Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. Coming on first is the Central Government Employees Welfare Housing Organization, an autonomous body under the Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs, is seeking applications for multiple positions on a direct recruitment basis, including Deputy Director Technical and Officer IT. The last date for receipt of applications is 21-2025. For details regarding the number of vacancies, pay scales, age limits, educational qualifications and other requirements, please visit the official website at www.cgewho.in. Scenic School Balasheri, an esteemed CBSE-affiliated English medium residential school under the Scenic School Society, Ministry of Defence, Government of India, is inviting applications for the position of Quarter Master and Trained Graduate Teacher, TGT, in English. The Quarter Master position is regular and requires candidates aged between 21 to 50 years, while the TGT position is contractual for 1 year, requiring candidates aged between 21 to 35 years. The selected TGT will receive a consolidated salary of 44,900 rupees per month with additional benefits such as free messing and suitable accommodation. Interested candidates must submit their application along with passport size photographs, self-attested photocopies of certificates and a demand draft of 400 rupees. For more information, please visit the school's website at https://www.ssbalasheri.org. The Office of the Chief Commissioner, Cost and Central Excise, Jaipur, invites applications for the recruitment of meritorious sportspersons for the post of Havaldar in Jaipur zone. A total of 3 vacancies are available, with the role offering level 1 in the pay matrix as per the 7th CBC. Interested candidates must have completed matriculation or an equivalent qualification from a recognized board and should meet the specified physical standards. Male candidates must be at least 157.5 cm tall and should be able to walk 1,600 meters in 15 minutes. Female candidates must be minimum 152 centimeters in height and should be able to walk 1 kilometer in 20 minutes. For detailed eligibility criteria and further information, please visit https://cgstjaipur.gov.in. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, Ministry of Home Affairs, Government of India, invites applications for the position of Additional Superintendent of Police on a deputation or adoption basis. There are 7 posts available, each offering a pay scale of pay matrix level 11, that is 67,700 to 2,08,700 rupees, along with pre-revised pay band 3. Candidates should possess relevant experience and qualifications. Applications along with required documents must be submitted in hard copy through proper channel to the SP Admin, NIA Headquarters, New Delhi, within 2 months from the publication date in Employment News. For detailed eligibility criteria, application forms and more information, please visit https://www.mha.gov.in. The Central Administrative Tribunal, CAT Srinagar Bench, is inviting offline applications for filling 2 posts of staff car drivers, ordinary grade in Group C, on a regular basis. This recruitment is being conducted through direct recruitment. Candidates should take note that selected individuals may be posted across various benches of the tribunal throughout their service, involving all India transfer liability. The closing date for receiving offline applications is 5 p.m. within 45 days from the publication of this recruitment notice in the Employment News. For detailed information, please visit the CAT Srinagar Bench website, that is at http://www.cat.gov.in. The Defence Innovation Organisation, DIO, Ministry of Defence, is on the outlook for qualified professionals to fill the Chief Executive Officer and Individual Consultant positions within the IDEX team. These roles are essential for driving innovation in the defence sector. Applicants interested in these full-time contract positions are invited to apply through a competitive hiring process. For more details regarding the available position and application instructions, please visit the official DIO website. You may go on to https://idex.gov.in/DIO. The BRIC National Institute of Biomedical Genomics, an autonomous institute under the Department of Biotechnology, Government of India, is inviting applications for the position of assistant professor in the SC category. There is one vacancy available. Suitable candidates who meet the detailed eligibility criteria should apply online within 30 days from the date of publication of this advertisement. Candidates residing in specific regions including Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Lakshadweep, northeastern states, Ladakh, Jammu Kashmir, Sikkim and certain districts of Himachal Pradesh have extended deadline of 45 days. For details, kindly refer to https://www.bric.nic.in. The Government of India, Ministry of Finance, Department of Revenue is inviting applications for the position of 3 stenographers, Grade C, and 1 court master in pay level 8. Applicants must hold an analogous post on regular basis or possess relevant experience in the required pay bands. Eligibility includes a bachelor's degree from a recognized university and 2 years of experience in maintaining record of court proceedings. The age limit for appointment by deputation is 56 years. Applications must be sent through the proper channel to the Administrative Officer, Adjudicating Authority, PMLA, New Delhi, within 60 days from the date of this advertisement. Interested candidates can access detailed eligibility criteria and application guidelines by visiting the website, that is http://www.finmin.gov.in. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next podcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's Employment News. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnstalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.